Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Water by God Podcast. Okay, Water by God Podcast. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Where's Alicia's voice? Oh, by the way, I am your host, Alicia Arnold. Amen. Woo-woo. I know what y'all are thinking. Where is your voice, girl? What happened to you? Why do you sound like that? Are you sick? I'm blessed and highly favored, boo. I'm happy that I could just have strength and joy even while sick. Amen. Somebody, because I am most definitely sick. But to God be the glory, y'all. The devil will not get the victory out of this. I don't even know where this came from. Honestly, like, I want to say one day, I don't know if I purposely slipped with my mouth open. I don't know. I can't remember how that, I do not remember what happened, but I know I woke up and my throat was hurting so bad after that. And from there, it just went left. And then I thought it was my allergies. Well, it is my allergies. So I sprayed, because I believe I'm allergic to dust, pollen, and my dog. Because of my dog, she goes outside, in the grass and everything in the grass. But I spray my nostrils with this allergy spray, and it's been like just like I don't know, I've had a runny nose ever since, y'all. But besides the point, I'm just happy that the Lord gave me strength to get on here. And it's not about like an agenda, right? Like, girl, you care so much to do this podcast instead of taking care. No, absolutely not. The matter of the fact is, I still went to work yesterday. I did, and I didn't want to, but I need the money. Let me rephrase that. I don't need the money, but I know that I need to be at work, right? So I went to work, and because who wants to stay in their sickness anyway? It's not a sickness like that, it's not just overcoming. I didn't really just feel that bad to just not go to work anyway. But the point is, if I can go to work, I can get on here and do God's will and do God's and let God have his way. So whatever you're going through as well, don't ever get to the point where you're doing everything for the world, and then when it's time to do something for God, you're like, well, I just don't feel like it, or I'm just tired. You spent your whole day doing stuff that had nothing to do with God, and then you get home and you're tired and you're overwhelmed and you're sad and you're hungry and you need to do this first, or you're sick but you still went to work, or you're sick but you still went out clubbing and you still went out partying, you still went out to go see your friends and you still went out to go see a little boo thing. Never treat God like that. Never. So that is where I'm at. Although I'm a little under the weather, I'm congested and everything else, God is going to get the glory anyway. And so I thank God that he gave me the strength to get on here and to fulfill his purpose anyhow, and to keep going, because I almost did it. I almost got to the point where it's like, ooh, Jesus, I woke up feeling bad. I didn't even recognize my voice. Like, I know I sound different, but when I first woke up, it was like, ooh, it was really bad. But I was like, you know what, God? I would be a hypocrite if I got on here telling people to praise you through any and everything, and here I am, and I'm sick, and I still can't do your will, because somebody needs to hear this word. Somebody needs to hear this word. Speaking of the word, let's go ahead and move on from that, y'all. I apologize. So, the title of my message today is The Start of Something New. This is the start of something new. It reminded me of High School Musical, that song. It's the start of something new. I love High School Musical, but that's what this reminded me of. And so, even with my body, it's the start of something new. I'm going through sickness, but when I come out, when I come out, I know there's a purification that's taking place right now, whatever you're going through, it's the start of something new. And so today we're going to be talking about just that, and how we can go through things and it feels like, God, why am I going through this? What's the reason? What's the whole point? Why does it feel like everything is being broken? Why does it feel like everything is being chopped down? Why does it feel like everything is being chopped out of my life? Why does everything seem like it's going wrong? And so that's where we'll be at today. It's the start of something new, okay? So before y'all know, before we're gonna do anything, before we talk about anything, we're gonna go ahead and go forth in prayer. Y'all, please excuse my voice. I hope that I'm speaking with clarity and that everything that I'm saying is just like mumble grumble. I really pray. I really do hope so. But let's go ahead and pray. Father, we just thank you for this time. Again, Lord God, this time to come on here, Lord God, this is your podcast. These are your words. These are your people, God, and you speak, God. I want to ask that you forgive us of anything that's not like you, God. Lord God, as we prepare to open up our ears and our hearts and our mind for what you have to say, God, let your people hear with openness, God, with the open mind, God, to receive whatever you have to say, God, that we will not, Lord God, turn our hearts or turn our ears, God, and let us be obedient to whatever you have to say, God. Let us see, Lord God, the reason that we're going through, Lord God, is only because you love us and only because you want to see us in better and only because you want to see us stronger and wiser and greater and mightier, God. So we thank you that you love us so much to correct us. We thank you that you love us so much to, Lord God, not put us in harm's way, God. And we thank you for the message that shall be delivered on today, God. We ask that you just have your way, God. Move me out the way, hide me behind you. And Lord God, let your Holy Ghost speak. Let your Holy Spirit move. God, that whoever is listening on the other side of this podcast will receive everything that they got on here for. And so we thank you. We love you. We adore you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And it's in your Son, Jesus' name, that we do pray. Amen, 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 y'all. I know I say it every time I get on here. we will try not to be as long, y'all. I did not expect the last one to be an hour long. I really didn't, but the Holy Spirit, I felt, had his way. And I love that. I love that. But this one, I just want to talk to y'all today. Give y'all a little bit of encouragement about the start of something new. And so it doesn't really look like it, but it is. And we can't really feel it right now, but it is. And we can't really see it. But it definitely is something new. So we're gonna not I'm not gonna hold you all long. We're gonna get straight to it. But we're gonna be coming from one scripture today, and it's Isaiah 11 in verse 1. And I'm gonna read it, and then I'm gonna refer back to it every now and then. But this is our main scripture. This is where everything is coming from. It says in the New International Version, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit." I'm gonna say it again. "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit." So even in that one scripture, it's so much to break down. I know it doesn't sound like it at the moment, but let's go ahead and hop into it. So God can bring a new growth into your life in areas where things seem dead. And so this scripture is talking about basically a tree, a branch. And I guess you could say like a flower too. We can relate it to that as well. But just basically something being chopped down so that when it grows up, it can grow back stronger than ever. And so you may be in an area in your life where you feel as though everything is going wrong. Things are not going as planned. And I think that's the best part about God sometimes is that he removes our plan out the way. And I think that's the best thing because why would you want your plan to take place anyway? Your plan is not even as great as God's plan. And so we think small. We think big. And that's why it's not good to have all these plans and have all this long list and these long desires because it's like, yes, you have that. Yes, you think you're thinking big and it's like bold, but it's like in reality, it's compared to everybody else's way of thinking. What you want is the same thing everybody wants. Everybody wants success. Everybody wants happiness and joy. Everybody wants to be stable. Everybody wants this big fancy house. Some people don't. Everybody wants to have children. Some people don't. Everybody wants to be married. Some people don't. So you have all these different things. Everybody wants a degree. Some people don't, though. Everybody wants let me see, bags and cars and everybody wants and healing in their body, right? We all want these different things, but in order for us to let God have his way, God wants to give us better, greater. He wants to give us something new. So that doesn't just mean new in our life. That means new that nobody else has. Okay, so in order to have something that somebody else doesn't have, you have to let God have his way, because God's going to bless you exceedingly and abundantly. But if your list is compared to everything that you've just seen with your eyes and everything you've seen on social media and everything you've seen over time, God says don't compare your blessings to what he wants to give you. Don't compare other people's blessings to what he wants to give you. And sometimes we can do that, but that is very, very dangerous. But going back to the start of something new, so you may be in an area where God wants to bring growth into your life where things seem dead. I know some of us, you may be in a season where your body may be so down and you're in a point where you're like, God, I feel like death is upon me. God, I'm in so much pain. I feel like I'm going through, you know, I don't know what this is. Sickness has come over. COVID has come over. Diabetes has come over. Cancer has made come over. Whatever it is, God is saying he's the God that can do exceedingly and abundantly. You may be going through a season where you had a concussion, or you had a broken arm, or you had a broken rib, or you had a broken ankle. God is saying, whatever it is, lay it at the altar on today. Lay it at his feet, lay it in his hands, whatever it is. Because there's something so powerful about something being new. And so, yes, you're going through, let's talk about it, physical, okay? Because we're talking about physical, but we're also going to talk about other things in your life that you may be going through. But the physical body, okay? Me as an example, and it's such a coincidence. See, I didn't even understand the power of what I was saying when I got on here, and the power of me going through what I'm going through even now, my sickness. But it's so crazy how God is bringing it all back. You may be feeling so down, but God is doing a purification. He's doing something in your body that you're going to be pure when you come out of this sickness. It doesn't seem like it, doesn't feel like it, and you may be questioning, God, why am I going through it? But you went through it for a season. Nothing is eternal except for the things that God gives you, including eternal life. So what you're going through, it won't last. Me, for example, I'm going through this cold, right? And I had a friend not too long ago. I was telling her, I said, I don't understand why, like, I've had these allergies and these problems for a long time now, since like last year, right? But I've never really just, they would come and then they would go away and then they come and go away and come. And so that's what I'm going through right now. And it's like, I don't understand. And she said, well, Alicia, have you ever thought about it like in a way that God is purifying you? He's purifying your voice, because every time I minister, or every time I pray, or every time I speak, it's like my sinuses drain. Something always ends up happening. I got this little cough coming up. And something weird always takes place, right? And she was like, well, what if God is purifying you, purifying your voice, anointing your voice to a different level? And I said, I never really thought about that. And ever since then, my perspective has shifted. And I've noticed, even when I sing now, even when I sing, I hear a different anointing. It's so crazy. I sing when I'm under the Holy Ghost. I sing like I've never sung before. Like, I'm not even saying that to like boast or brag. I'm saying that because I've never sung like that. But the way she explained it has shifted my perspective to the point where it's like, God, I see what you're doing. Every time, oh Jesus, I feel this in my stomach. Every time that I go through in my body, something else is taking place so that I can do it to another anointing, to another level. Whatever you're going through, God is shifting you to go to another anointing, another level. Why? Because we're never supposed to stay in the same place. We're never supposed to stay in the same place. Yes, you may elevate, but you're still not supposed to stay there. You're supposed to keep going up higher in the things of God. So even me with this little cold or this little congestion I got going on, I know on the other side, God is going to do something so powerful and mighty, right? This is just talking about physical. And so somebody may be going through a point where it seems like your grades, all your grades are turning. They're going for a turn for a left. It may seem like your relationship, whatever relationship, your marriage is turning, is going left. You may feel like the business that you started, it's going left. Everything is falling, right? And God is saying, no, it's not that it's being fallen. It's not that it's falling. It's not that it's being broken. It's the fact that it's being purified in him. Why? Because something that is needed to bear fruit, it can't bear fruit if it's full of the wrong things. If the tree has grown up on a foundation that's not like God, it has to be chopped down so that it can bear fruit, and that the roots may bear something so great and so mighty and so powerful that no man can chop it down. Only God can chop it down himself this time, because sometimes we have to understand something, you know, all growth is not good growth. Okay, all growth is not good growth. Just because we see trees and we see things grow all the time, we see marriages grow, we see artists grow, we see musicians grow, we see all these people, all these different people grow. Sorry, y'all, I gotta wipe my nose, got a runny nose. We see all these different people grow, but all growth is not good growth, because I'm looking outside my window even now. You have trees and they've grown, but there are some that are so skinny. They're so skinny, right? And then you got the thick trees. And the skinny Jesus, I feel this. When storms come and winds blow, the skinny trees, they're more liable to fall down. They're more liable to crack, to split, to break into two, but that's because they were never strong to begin with. And so God is saying, yes, the season that you're in, your question to him is, God, why are you breaking me down to, I'm feeling hurt, I'm feeling pain, everything doesn't look good, but God is saying, you were going to, that storm that was on the way, you were going to fall down anyway. So I'm going to cut your branch, catch you when you fall, allow you to fall in my hand. Y'all, I want y'all to imagine a tree, a tall, skinny tree, right? And a wind may come, right? And if a storm comes, it's going to split in half, right? The tree may split in half. But imagine God cutting this tree from the very bottom, from the root. Imagine him plucking it from the root, right? And it falling. And we may think when it falls, it's like, oh my God, this big old tree is falling. But God is saying he's so powerful, he's going to catch you. He has that power now. He has that power to catch that tree. So he's going to catch you, right? But even in that, he's going to lay you down. Ooh, he's going to lay you down. He's going to place you on the ground carefully. And he's going to let you sit there for only a while, for only a little. Then he's going to pour into you something so refreshing, so that when you grow up, when you grow up this time, when the relationship grows up this time, when the marriage grows up this time, when the business grows up this time, when your body grows up this time, you are going to grow into something that nothing and no one can break down, can chop, can split, can push, can harm. Nothing, not even a giant, can come and hurt your cheap tree. Why? Because God has built it this time. God has placed it on a firm foundation. And so, the same way that God calls the stem of Jesse, in this scripture, it's talking about Jesus, and how the family has to be cut off so that Jesus can grow. And so, Jesus can come up from that, from the same stem, right? And so it doesn't make sense. At first, it didn't make sense to me. I had to understand. But what it means is everything before God, or everything before Jesus, had to be dismissed, right? So that when Jesus comes, Jesus can start a new thing. He can start a new thing and a new way for people to think, a new way, a new grace, a new mercy for people to live by. So God had to cut down the old things so that new things can come, because the old things were bringing death. The old things were causing you to sin. The old things were causing you to go backwards. The old things were causing you to fall short. The old things were causing you to be depressed. The old things were causing you to manipulate others or be manipulated. The old things were causing you to be sick. And I mean like a sickness that was not good. But when God comes, God can heal you from everything that was old and everything that was bad. I think a lot of times we don't have enough faith to understand that only God has the power to allow dead things to come back to life. And so, yes, you may feel like, God, I started that business. God, I started that. I started it. I did this, but it seems like it's not going forward. It seems like it's not being successful. Why does this feel like this is not true? And God is saying, because it's not. It wasn't me. It wasn't built on me. When you started this, it wasn't built on me. But now it's going to be built on me. When you went through that relationship, it wasn't built on me. You were doing what you wanted to do, but now I can see that it's going to be built on me, says the Lord. Whatever you're going through, your body, it was doing things it wanted to do. It was putting things in it that it had no business. You were allowing yourself to be around people that you had no business being around. But now I'm doing a purification so that at this point, your spiritual man won't even be around things that you have no business being around. Your spiritual man won't even be around people that you have no business being around, because there's a purification. There's a purification. God is saying, you thought. Some people may have gone through, just like me, going through something in their throat. You thought that you can sing. There's people that are watching this podcast. You thought you could sing. You ain't never sing like God is about to allow you to sing before. You thought you could minister. You never ministered like the way that God is calling you to minister. You thought you could pray. But what you're going through, when you come out, you ain't even seen prayer yet. My God. God is saying he's doing a purification. He's taking you higher. He's doing something new in you. And so you can't see it. But I'm going to say this. Life is lived forward and understanding comes backwards. I think I've said it before, but it's the matter of the fact is what you're going through, you have to live through it. You have to go through it. You have to go forward. And so that when you look back over your life, you can see, God, it only made sense that I had to go through that to get to where I am now. God, it only made sense to see that I went through this in my body so that now my body is strong to endure this, what I'm going through right now. But if we just blame God and we wonder and we ask God, God, why am I going through? God, this don't feel good. God, you've lied to me. God, you've done this to me. God, you said you was going to give me this and I don't have it. And God is like, stop blaming him for things, first of all, that you've caused upon yourself. You caused this because of sin. And your sin took over. But now God is saying he has so much grace and so much mercy that he has chopped it down for it to grow up better than it was before. So it's a miracle that something can come from the same bloodline to show the world it's possible. Same thing goes for us. And I wrote this because it was talking about in the scripture. Let me go back to the scripture. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. So what does that mean? From the generations, right? And as I stated, everything before Jesus had to be cleared, right? But a stump is coming up from the same roots, but it's a different root. So it's the fact that people you may be going in a season of changing, right? And nobody may see the good in you. But people don't understand it's the same body, but a different path. You're the same person, but at the same time, a different person because you're going through a different path. You're taking a different route this time. And so people may not understand how come you was a person that cussed, you had a terrible mouth, you drunk, you smoke. And I hear God saying on today, somebody really needs to understand his grace and mercy, because there are people watching that feel as though nobody understands them. Nobody understands how they've changed into the person. And God is saying, you don't have to explain yourself to nobody and no one. Let your actions speak louder, because if you're doing what you're supposed to, they will see for themselves. What you're doing is something new. What you're doing and how you're speaking, God has blessed it to be new. And so, yes, it's a miracle. It's a miracle how they can be looking at the same person and you're not the same person. It's a miracle how, yes, through generations, they did one thing, but God has called you to do a new thing, a new thing. It's a beautiful thing when all your family members, people know you and your family members to have grown up into being something or to do this one thing. And God called you to separate because you're the person that is going to break generational curses. Yes, people know you and your family as people that, you know, may have a lot of babies or may drink. Your whole family are drinkers. Your whole family is smokers. Your whole family is fornicators. Your whole family may be known for stealing or lying or cheating or whatever it is. And God is saying, I'm breaking that generational curse down so that something new is being birthed. You're going to be the reason why people believe in me, says the Lord. You're going to be the reason why, yes, your whole, all your family members got bad attitudes, but you're going to be the reason why somebody say, my God, God is real, because they're not like them. They're not like them. They're not a thief like them. See, before you, there was a generation of thieves. Before you, there was a generation of fornicators. Before you, there was a generation of people or your family members. They may not have gone through school, and they may not go, they may not have went to college. And God is saying, you're breaking generational curse. That's why the pain is so great. The pain is so strong. But even in that pain, something is being birthed. Something new. Something new is coming. Something new, because you can't think that out of something new that your fight won't be great. No, because when something is new, something is being fresh, it has to first be purified. It has to get rid of all the old. So if everybody that went through what they went through, they can't see it. They don't see the vision that you have. And so people may ask you, why are you going to college? You may be the first person in your family to go to college. You know what? Round of applause. That's a generational curse being broken. So your problem in college, your fight in college, is going to be even greater, because the devil, the enemy, doesn't want you to get that degree. The enemy knows the second, the moment you get that degree, boom, a generational curse. First of all, the moment you decided to walk into that school, a generational curse was broken. And so, yes, you may be going through, but God says, hang on, hold on in there. Even if you don't do nothing with that degree afterwards, understand that your fight was great. Okay, your fight was great. You finished. You went through the test and you finished, and you broke something that nobody else say they did. Nobody else said they did. You struggled. You went through it. You endured. You went past the suffering. Yes, you did. So God is saying, be strong and know something new was taking place. Something new was being stirred up. What you're going through in your body, whoever is carrying diseases, whoever is carrying, whatever they're carrying, whatever weight is on your shoulder on today, God is saying, you're going to be the reason. You're going to be the reason. You're going to be the testimony. You're going to be the reason to say, oh, God did something new. That's why I look the way I look. That's why I'm blessed the way I'm blessed, because God has done something new for me, something new that other people couldn't see. Yes, your marriage went through what it went through, and people may seem the way, and you know, sometimes there's a generational curse even behind marriages. Your mother and your father went through. Their parents went through. And some people never even lasted in marriage before you. Some people never even got to marriage before you. Got to even a relationship. And God is saying, boom, generational curse being broken right then. Oh my God, right then and there. Something new was being birthed. Something new is being birthed out. You wondering why this went through what it went through. And God is saying, it's because something new. I'm going to keep planting in y'all head. I know I'm repeating myself, but I know it's going to hit somebody. I know this word is going to hit somebody. God is doing a new thing in your body, a new thing in your family. Your family, nobody in your family may be saved, nobody. And you may be wondering, why am I the only one that seems like I care about you? And God is saying, there's a new thing. God has done a new thing for you so that you may do a new thing for them. You can't see it? Can you not see what God is doing? God is doing a new thing even in this earth. God is doing a new thing. Everybody see these planes falling and all these different things going on in the world and rumors of wars. And the matter of the fact is, God is doing a new thing. Why? Because the kingdom is getting ready to come. The kingdom is getting ready to come. And in order for you to be placed in that kingdom, you have to be new. So whatever God is bringing on this earth, and we're going through revelation, okay, something new is being birthed out of right now. All these different things coming on the earth, and all these different plagues that are going to come, and all these different things that are going to take place, and all these different wars that they're talking about, and all these different sicknesses, God is doing a new thing. He's trying to purify the body of Christ and prepare the body of Christ for what is to come. What is to come? Amen. So going back to my notes, God is removing or has already cut off everything that needs to be cut off so that you may start over. There's something so beautiful about starting over, and we have to shift our perspective about starting over, because a lot of people don't like to start over. A lot of people don't like new things, but there's something new about being, there's something good about being new. So same person, different path, same tree, different branch. Jesus could not be associated with the path or branch of unrighteousness. And so that's why God had to cut off everything before Jesus, because he couldn't be associated with that unrighteousness. No, he's clean. Everything about him is clean. He that knew no sin had to become sin. Literally, he died on the cross for our sin. That's what that means. He that knew no sin, he didn't know how to do wrong. There was nothing wrong about him. Amen. So everything before him had to be wiped and washed away, so that when he came, the table was already prepared. Everything was, it was not easy. I won't say easy, because what he went through was not easy. We could never, ever, ever go through what he went through. But the little stuff that we do go through, and I say little because what he endured was great. What he endured was strong. So we can never be so selfish to think that we won't go through anything, or to think that God won't allow trials and tribulation. Excuse me, y'all. I'm trying to get my notes together. Trial and tribulation to come when Jesus had to go through things himself. Why? Because there was a new thing that was being done. We seen the law of Moses and the laws that were before Jesus. And so when Jesus came, there was something new. And he had to go through something. He had to go through all these different trials and tribulation on the earth so that the new thing could take place. So that the new thing was, we had everlasting life. And we won't be bound by sin. And we won't be bound by the world. No. Jesus, God sent Jesus so that we can have something new. And so God is making room in your life right now so that when you grow out of the, so when you grow, it will be grown out of the roots. It will be his roots. And so going back to the scripture, let's go back to the scripture, y'all, really quick, because this is something so good. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. And so it all makes sense when God told me, this is why he has to start over with you, because you will bear fruits from a place that was never healed. I'm going to say it again. You will bear fruits from a place, because it says out of the roots, the branch will bear fruit. But if your roots are not healed, then you will bear no fruit. And a lot of us have fake fruit being bearing. That's a whole different topic that I was going to speak on, and I'm going to still speak on it. But some of us have fake fruit. Why? Because if you look at a tree, you can look at a tree from the branch or the stem, and you can tell what a tree has gone through. You can tell all the suffering and winds and storms that it's going through, and some of them this close from giving out. Okay, this close from giving up and giving out and falling over. And so God is saying he wants people to see you, and they don't know the half that you went through. They can look at you and all they see is the glory of God. But in the inside, you went through something, but it's because your fruits have grown. And even talking about water by God, y'all. The whole purpose of this topic and the whole purpose of my podcast, in case people, like basically the mission, is to be poured on so that we may pour on others. But how can we be poured on? And how can we, you know, and this is so that we can bear fruit. And so that when we bear fruit, we can help others bear fruit. But how can we bear fruit if we're full of things of this world? For example, if God is trying to pour his water on you and pour on you and you're growing, but the top of you is full of the world, so that when that storm comes, it's not going to be beauty anymore. It's going to crack. It's going to break into half. Okay, it's going to break. And God is saying, let's chop that up. I don't want nothing. I don't want you to be half of the world and half of me. Let's just start over. Start from the beginning so that when you grow up, you'll be full of me, says the Lord. You'll be full of God. So in order to bear good fruit, healthy fruit, because some of us are bearing unhealthy fruit, fruit that was never healed. How can you get into another relationship and you was never healed from the past relationship? That won't work like that. How can you get into a new house and you weren't healed from the trauma that was in your old house? And yes, when you get into the new house, new things come, but you had to see and understand why things took place and happened in your old house, because some things are still for us to learn from. You have to learn if you want a new body. See, we go buy plastic bodies and we go get these things done to our body. But how are you going to take care of that body if you didn't even understand how to take care of your old body? How are you going to go get a new butt if you don't even know what to do to how to keep your regular or or how to keep your normal butt or whatever you want to call it, y'all. Y'all know what I'm trying to be real, okay? Let's talk real. How are you going to do these things? How are you going to get a new car and you didn't even keep up with your old car? Every time somebody got in your old car, it was dirty. It was junky. You had all your clothes and shoes in it. How are you going to take care of new if the old was not good? And God is saying he has to get rid of all of that. All of that. The old mentality. How are we going to walk into a new year and you still have an old mentality? You still arguing with people that don't need to be argued with. It's not worth it. If you're going to be new, be new. If you're going to be old, but new and old won't mix. It won't. It's nothing good that's going to come out of that. And so you can't love out of a place of trauma. You can't grow out of a place of trauma. You can't, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you can't be obedient to your parents and love your parents correctly if you have not healed from the trauma of things that your parents have done to you, things that your parents have said to you, things that other people have done or said to you. God is saying he is the healer. He is the healer. He heals all wounds. He's saying whoever needs to come to him, you come to him so that something new may be done. God is saying he's been trying to get your attention. Whoever this is for, he's been trying to get your attention for the longest. And it seems like as though, God, why am I going through? And he's saying he's trying to get your attention for you to be healed and for you to be healed properly so that you will not speak to other people and you will not hurt other people out of a place of anger. God is saying he wants to take this anger out of you that you've been holding on for so long. Whoever is watching this or listening to this, you have been angry. You have been bound by depression and oppression and the expectation of man and what man have done. My God, Jesus, what man have done, what man have said, what parents have done, what parents have said, what relationship have done, what relationships have said. And so it seems like everything isn't working out because you are going based off what people said and what people did. And God is saying, get rid of all of that. Matter of fact, he's saying, let me get rid of all of that so that you may be new. God wants to send new everything. And so these roots will die if you don't take care of them, because we were talking about growth isn't good growth. And so yes, even when you grow in the things of God, you can grow, but if you're not taking care of what God has blessed, you'll fall right back down because it'll begin to become unhealthy again. And so this is very possible for us to get saved and feel like, God, I'm going backwards. It's because you weren't doing what was required of you to stay healthy. You were becoming unhealthy. Your fruits were barren, but then your fruits started to expire. This is why the Bible says we have to be renewed in the mind. There's a renewal that has to take place. And so you can't be renewed if you're not being watered by God. If you're not being watered by God, but you're being watered by the world, your tree is going to fall because it's going to fall weak. It's going to be weak. It's going to get short, okay? It's not even, and even if you think of flowers, we have palm trees in the front of our yard, in the front, and there comes a time when they're not growing good anymore and we have to cut them, or maybe they've grown too wide and they I don't know how to explain. I don't know how palm trees work, but I know there comes a time where my mom tells my father we need to cut them, and then it looks like they're dry, and all there is the little stem, and then they grow back so beautiful, and so when you think about it, it's like, wow, they didn't look good. The palm trees didn't look good when they were bare. I mean, when they had nothing on them. They didn't look good when they were empty. They didn't look good when all you seen was the little spikes. It looked like they've been through something. It looked like they've been through hurt. It looked like they've been through pain. They've been chopped down. How does that make them feel? My God, my God, my God. Y'all, all I can think about and imagine is them palm trees when they haven't grown out yet. And so God is saying, when you look at a palm tree, maybe you're that palm tree on today. Maybe you feel like you're broken. Maybe you feel like all you have is spikes coming out of you because it's the start of something new. That's the explanation. It's the start of something new. And so some people, they look at you and they may be disgusted by you because the season you're going in, it doesn't look good. The sickness you're going through, it doesn't feel good. The pain you've endured, it doesn't look good. And people may not understand it. The season you may be going through, they may not understand it. They may say, question, well, I thought you believed in God, or God, why isn't God helping them or bringing them out? But baby, when you come out, you're gonna be stronger than ever, wiser than ever. See, for my college students, people are seeing you down. They may see you broke. You ain't got no money because you paying for school. You may not have the food, and you may be eating the school food, and you may be down every week trying to do homework, catching up. And God is saying, if only they seen you when you are 5 years from now, or maybe even a year from now, when you get out of school, see, they see you now, but this is the start of something new. When they see you later, my God, my God, my God, they will know that God is real. They will know that God is real. They will know the power of God. See, you had to go through something in order to be that beautiful palm tree, in order to be that butterfly, in order to be who God wants you to be. And I talked about, I believe in the last podcast, how skyscrapers, they're built so high, but okay, maybe it's the podcast before. They're built so high, but their foundation is so low. And so some of us have gone low. We've gone to a place where we feel like, can nobody get us up but God? Can nobody reach down to get us but God? And so a lot of people have seen you so low in your valley. But the next time they get ready to see you, the next time, what they say, you pop out, the next time they see you in this new relationship, in this new marriage, in this new business, or that maybe the same business but a new like era of the business, the next time they see you in this new house that God bless, this new car that God bless you with, or whatever it is, this new joy, the joy of the Lord, which is your strength, they ain't never seen anything like it until you come out, because God is birthing something new. So be encouraged in the Lord. Be encouraged knowing that it's not for long. The season that you're going through, it's not for long. So the tree has to go through a dying stage in order to be reborn. We as humans naturally do not like to go through death of the flesh. We have to die of on our flesh daily. You know, last I believe two podcasts ago, we talked about holding up our cross and carrying the cross daily. It doesn't feel good, but we have to do that. We get so comfortable and we don't like starting over. We need to understand, though, when God has called for us to start over, it's a cleansing of our soul. We cannot get so comfortable with the world that when it's time to start over in Christ, we can't or we don't want to. Y'all, on Bible study last night, we talked about, and I feel like every time I get on here, I'm talking about Bible study, and that's okay. But on Bible study, the topic last night was talking about how God gives us freedom. And God told me, and the Holy Spirit revealed to me that even people, maybe you're somebody that went to jail. Maybe you're somebody that may know somebody that's homeless. But God told me, you know, the reason why people like to, because there was a question, I'll say that. There was a question in Bible study that why do people like to be bound? Why do they like to go back to the things that were hurting them? And it's because some people don't like responsibility. Some like people like to be comfortable in where they were. But in the season of being new, you can't be comfortable in where you're at, because that's not the place. And so even the people that have gone to jail, or in a place of almost going to jail, God is saying, come from amongst that. Come from amongst that, because he wants, people talked about you. People said that you were never going to be thing. People may see the bad in you, but he sees the good. There's a song that says, he saw the best in me, and God sees the best in you. And so God sees fit to give you new, because what you went through was to make you new. It was to make you new. Behind that jail cell, it was to make you new. Behind whatever you was doing, it's to make you new. You went through that suffering, but it's only to make you new. And so a lot of people that have gone to jail, they feel like they can't be new because they're bound by the expectation of men, or how people feel about them, or the people feel like they'll never amount to anything, like they can't come back from what they did. No, I'm speaking to whoever did something, whatever people are trying to keep you bound by, I bind it in the name of Jesus, because you can be all that God has called you to be. That is not of God. Whoever is speaking to you and telling you you can't do that, no, you can. But make sure you're cleansed. You have to become new to do it. Just because, you know, you've gone through a past, you may have messed up, you may have slipped up, you may have fallen short, you may have had the baby without being married, you may have slept with the man without being married, whatever the case is, slept with the woman without being married, you've fallen short, but God is saying he's doing a new thing. Yeah, you may have had a potty mouth, but he's doing a new thing. So don't be bound by what people say or what people think about you. Who cares? Who cares? He's doing a new thing. Let God show you that there's new. Don't go back to the old because people are speaking old on you. Who cares? Who cares? They may care, but God is saying, I don't care. When I wiped you, see, talking about the tree being knocked down, he said, when I wiped you, there was a clean slate that came about. Because in that old tree, people were able to look at you and see the hurt. People were able to look at you and see the pain. People were able to look at you. You can look at a tree and tell they've been through something, tell they've been through some storms. But he's saying, when I chop that down and you're able to be new, can't nobody tell? Can't nobody see what you went through? They don't know the pain you had to go through. They don't know what you had to go through behind them jail cells. They don't know what you had to go through behind that cancer, behind that diabetes, behind that blood pressure, behind the manipulation, behind the molestation, behind whatever you went through. They don't know. Why? Because I raised up something new. I raised up something new. I forgot your past. I wiped away the past. I chopped down the past to raise up something new. So let you walk in newness. Whoever is watching this on the other side of this podcast, I pray that God allows you to walk in your newness, because that is what he wants. What we're going through is not to harm us or hurt us, but it's for other people to see the newness about us, to see that our God is real. Our God is real. He can get rid of everything that is old. He can cause everything that's dead. We're talking about Jesus that raised Lazarus from the dead. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. Do it. Yes, only God can do it. Only God can do these things. So do not be manipulated by man into thinking that God can't do it. No, God can definitely call you to be new. My camera died, but all I was saying was, when it comes to the things of God, yes, it doesn't feel good, but sometimes God has to clear everything else before us and everything in front of us so that we can get to the destination, the final point where God has called us to be. So be encouraged. I know it doesn't feel good, but be encouraged. If nobody else encourage you, encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Even if you're not going through anything right now, understand that there's going to come a time that you're going to need to depend on the Lord and understand that in order to bear fruit, God has to do these things. So I pray to God that you all stay in the will of him. Next week, y'all, my schedule for work has changed. So I'm going to try to place the podcast out at the usual time that I do, which is around 10 or 11 every day. But if not, it's going to come in the evening time. So if you don't see it, know that it's coming. It's coming. It's just not coming at the time that it usually does because I have to work in the morning. So I thank you all for listening. I love you all. You all stay blessed and stay in the will of God. Don't let anything take you out of the presence of him. So I thank you all for listening. I'll see you all next time. Mwah.